With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Summer festivals often reflect the harvest of a region. Watsonville has the Strawberry Festival. For Gilroy, it's garlic. And Capitola hosts the annual Begonia Festival. But after 65 years, that event will have its final run this weekend. That's because the last local begonia grower is closing up shop. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The Begonia Festival was a perfect match for Capitola's begonia farmers from the start. Growers aren't after the beautiful blooms that cover the festival's floats. Flowers are just a byproduct that usually fall off and die. Growers want the tuber.
A tuber is just like a potato. These are generically called bulbs, so we're bulb growers.
I walk the grounds of Golden State Bulb Growers in Moss Landing with Worth Brown. His great-grandfather started the business more than a century ago in Capitola on his 41st Avenue farm. Back then, it was known as the Brown Ranch. At one point, the company became the largest commercial grower of tuberous begonias in the world. It, along with other Capitola farms, helped the seaside city become known for its fields of vibrant flowers. Over time, other growers closed or got bought out and left Capitola. Golden State relocated to this 15-acre property in 1989. Brown slides open the door on a greenhouse. Rows of potted begonias sit on waist-high shelves. Fans hanging from the ceiling keep the air flowing.
These are what we call the parent plants. So these are just the breeding plants that we would then collect the seed for our crops.
On one of the shelves, he gently pushes back the leaves around a bright red begonia. His father created this one through breeding.
This has a lighter, frosty, white edge to it. We call this the lace.
Brown has been in greenhouses like this since he learned to walk, so deciding to close the family business wasn't an easy decision.
We just can't survive. It's a hard decision, especially after 107 years of being in business. But we would rather do this on our own terms.
He says business never fully bounced back from the recession. And though the company long ago diversified into other bulbs and cut flowers, European growers can sell the same bulb in the U.S. for less. That, plus the California minimum wage, will work its way up to $15 an hour in 2023. Brown says the numbers no longer add up.
And, you know, we could see the inevitability of this coming, and we had to make this hard decision. Now everyone can plan for the future.
The decision was made last year, and operations will phase out in 2018. Brown says that has given the company's 150 full-time employees and 400 to 500 seasonal workers time to prepare. It also gave the Capitola Begonia Festival some time to make this 65th anniversary event a grand finale. Golden State Bulb Growers is the last provider of begonias for the festival's floats. Float builders pick the flowers themselves from the company's fields in Marina on Saturday, then hustle.
I couldn't think of a better word, hustle, yes.
That's Lori Hill, president of the Begonia Festival. We walk in Capitola Village along Soquel Creek, the site of Sunday's nautical parade.
They need well over 15,000 blossoms per float. And yes, then they hurry back here. Most of them have already started their frameworks.
We pass a few floats under construction, frameworks of wood and chicken wire.
This is another one of our float building sites. It's the Casa Finkel, and their theme is that's all, folks.
Ah.
Okay, ahead of us is Nels Westman.
Nels Westman steps off a ladder in his driveway. He's working on a biplane float.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go up and down, and the propeller's going to turn, and there's a few other special effects that we're planning.
Westman has been building floats for well over a decade. Before that, he was on the festival's planning committee for 20 years.
You know, it's bittersweet. Begonia Festival had a heck of a good run. It's a special festival, I think, very family-oriented, very positive. But when you don't have blossoms, the end is the end.
The Begonia Festival runs through Labor Day. You can watch float builders work on their floats starting on Saturday. The nautical parade is Sunday, featuring 11 begonia creations. Golden State Bulb Growers Worth Brown will be a judge. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.